The focus on the principle activities fixed points builds on the preferred development and retail successes in recent years. The government has already announced five of these centers. Dandenong, Frankston, Ringwood, Sydney, and Footscray as the locations of major redevelopments under the Transit Cities program and has allocated 10 million.
The next four years to facilitate development.
Her itinerary forms a small triangle.
To ensure that consolidate people, participate in the cross.
The stock of well-located, affordable housing in all parts of metropolitan Melbourne will be increased. Better information about mismatches between supply of and demand for affordable housing for different households and locations will highlight unmet housing needs and allow them to be better addressed.
Better transport links.
Her residence and that of her piano teacher.
Maximise the use of both private and public car parking before new parking opportunities are created.
Melbourne 2030 will reinforce and expand the existing network of principal major and neighbourhood activity centres. Public transport links between centres will be improved to provide a range of choices for shopping and other services.
The possible upgrading of transport services to big standalone centres such as Chatsworth, Southland, Doncaster, High Point and Airport West will receive particular attention. Solutions may include better bus interchanges, new stations or extending tram services. The current project to extend the forward tram to Knox City is an example of what can be done as funds be gone.
Broaden the base of activity in centres that are currently dominated by shopping to include a wider range of services over longer hours and restrict out-of-centre development.
Insufficient awareness of the limitations of chance. Wandering in open country is naturally depressing, and the interventions of chance are poorer there than anywhere else.
To ensure a safe, convenient, and high amenity street environment for pedestrians, cyclists, and all road users,
it is insufficient.
Waste production will be reduced and residual waste managed according to the hierarchy of reduce, reuse, recycle, with the least preferred option being disposal to landfill.
The focus of the principle activities fixed points builds on the preferred development and retail successes in recent years. Fix
The government has already announced five of these centres.
Dandenong,
Frankston,
Ringwood,
Sydney,
and Footscray.
As a location of major redevelopment of the Transit City program and has allocated $10 million
over the next 4 years to facilitate development.
In the next 30 years, Melbourne will grow by up to 1 million people and will consolidate its reputation as one of the most livable, attractive and prosperous areas in the world for residents, business and visitors.
Fixed points.
Specific in its application.
The focus of principal
activities.
Fixed points.
It represents a government response to the challenge created by population and household growth in the Melbourne metropolitan area in the coming decades. Its underlying logic reflects recent thinking on the benefits of high-density residential development, the clustering of land uses, and the restriction of fringe growth to create a more compact city.
Fixed points and vortexes that strongly discourage entry into or exit from certain zones.
Current impediments to the smooth operation of the planning system will be examined and addressed at levels ranging from the review of planning schemes to the expansion of the workforce involved.
The aim will be to speed up the process of getting planning permits and, when disputes arise, to resolve them as smoothly as possible.
Power and communications. This will also reduce pressure for inappropriate developments in established areas with valued urban character and streetscapes.
Streetscapes?
Streetscapes.
Melbourne 2030. Melbourne 2030. Focuses primarily on the metropolitan Melbourne urban area and the nearby non-urban areas. However,
economic
sufficient scale,
social and environmental matters.
Participants
are integral to Melbourne 2030.
Demolish the suburbs.
But it is not an economic development plan.
Don't lose it, mate.
A community development strategy or a comprehensive environmental management plan.
Minimal interruption if you wish.
Rather, it gives a high-level overview of the directions metropolitan Melbourne is expected to take.
Difficulties it entails have so far prevented it from being organised on a sufficient scale.
A holistic way.
Partial demolition of existing buildings and the use and development
of the subject land for the purpose of mixed use, development of price of residential apartments, retail rents, and reduction of the standard.
But you may ask.
Ordinary ones as well as ecological.
Melbourne 2030.
An avant-garde cultural movement, even one with revolutionary sympathies, cannot accomplish this. No. No, neither can a revolutionary party on the traditional model, even if it accords a large place to criticism of culture. Understanding by that term the entirety of artistic and conceptual means through which a society explains itself to itself and shows itself goals of life. Interesting.
Resonance of the solo.
Construction of a satellite dish.
Calculating directions of penetration.
Construction of a satellite dish.
Study of maps comes in.
Construction of a satellite dish.
Ordinary ones as well as ecological, and along with their correction and improvement,
construction of a satellite dish.
The government will also.
Networks with the regional cities.
A more compact city.
scarcity of free time and scarcity of possible uses of this free time. Scarcity of free time and scarcity of possible uses of this free time.
Free time.
Consumption. Scandalous.
Forbidden.
Coercion.
To the public.
Violence.
Wandering.
Evolving.
Undergoing demolition.
Exploitation.
Hitchhiking non-stop.
Consumption.
Without destination.
Scarcity of free time and scarcity of possible uses of this free time.
During a transportation strike.
I think this happens because everyday life is organised within the limits of a scandalous poverty.
More or less general sensibility.
And above all, because there is nothing accidental about this poverty of everyday life.
Which is no different from that of the Derive.
It's a poverty that's constantly imposed by the coercion and violence of a society divided into classes.
Well, our loose lifestyle and even certain amusements considered dubious that have always been enjoyed among our entourage.
Oh, poverty historically organised in line with the evolving requirements of exploitation.
During a transportation strike, in the name.
The use of everyday life.
Adding to the confusion.
Consumption. Of lived time
during a transportation strike,
the reign of scarcity.
It is no longer a matter of precisely delineating
scarcity of free time and scarcity of possible uses of this free time.
The only difference is that it is no longer a matter of precisely delineating stable continents, but of changing architecture and urbanism.
But the inventiveness of our extraordinary brain has freed us from the constant need to make a living from our immediate surroundings.
Today,
construction of the fence. Native vegetation in urban and rural areas. 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 Native vegetation in urban and rural areas.
Melbourne 2030 provides a framework for governments at all levels
to respond to the diverse needs.